Kyle, what a strange show, and it was all because of me.
It's fantastic.
Thank you. How long was that Fortnite rant? I may have to take it out. I don't know.
You don't have to. I think it was fine. I think it was funny.
If it was 8 minutes of me just having a rant.
I don't think it was eight minutes good. Long. All right, good. It might have been close to 4 or 5, but it wasn't 8.
It's just Luke Lore sucks. It's just that.
Yeah, great show. Feels good.
I feel like a mother, you know? Uh-huh. It's like, here I am. I'm cooking. I'm cleaning. Everybody makes a mess, and they just complain if I don't clean it fast enough, you know?
Yep. Just a simple thank you for helping me with my homework, Uncle Kai Kai.
Right?
You know? Thanks for allowing me to, you know, grow as a person.
Yeah.
No, I don't get that either. It's wild.
Okay, can I just describe you the scenario that happened today?
Is this another Fortnite rant incoming?
Yeah, but just...
Okay.
Like, beat me if I've gone too long, okay?
Okay.
Here's the scenario. We're fighting this team at the edge of this town. We have 45 seconds until the storm closes. We're fighting them at the edge of the storm. And I'm like, gang, this is not a smart idea. Let's move back. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, yeah, okay. And I'm like, okay, I'm building a bouncy pad. And everybody's like, oh, okay, I found a car. And I'm like, fine, whatever is going to take you out of this town. I take the bouncy pad. After they've said multiple times that they've taken this car, they haven't taken it. They fight the team anyway. They all get downed. I'm like a mile outside this town now, safe from this storm.
Uh-huh.
How's it my fault? How did what I just described you and me say I'm building a bouncy pad right here?
Yeah.
How did what I just described you, that's my fault? Or is that their fault?
No way, in my humble opinion, your fault at all.
You said you're getting... Even if I didn't say I took a
bouncy pad. They said they've had a car.
Yes. And I'm already out. Map awareness, first off, looks like everybody that I'm playing with has no sense of where the map is. They would see my little arrow go all the way across the map. Apparently, nobody's even checked. Apparently, they never played a multiplayer game in their life. And they're like, Joe's being a bad teammate again.
I feel like this is too much stress on your body and your health.
But I need
you need to limit your Fortnite.
We limit it from time to time. Sometimes we play Sea of Thieves. And then even then they get on my nerves.
See?
Yeah.
So I don't play.
How you been, Kyle?
I'm okay. It was a good show. Brought up my spirits a little bit.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely did.
I cannot wait for you to play Resident Evil 4. So yeah. I can talk to you about this stupid fucking character that I hate with every fiber of my being.
Oh, I think I have I think I know just by
over the years kind of thing.
Yeah, over the years. It's the president's daughter?
No. I mean, yes, Ashley is annoying, but that's not who.
Okay. All right. Ooh,
she's always getting captured. Here's my rant here. Okay, she's always getting captured doing her best Princess Peach impersonation. Mm-hmm. Like, I just saved you from this death-defying boss. You're telling me in the next room you're gonna get captured again? Stay close to me. Why are you that far? Joe, again, not one thank you till the end, and I won't spoil what the last little dialogue thing is, because that's just ridiculous what she says to you. Man, it's what a game. Huh. Also, I think Nasty Boots, when he put all the games for like what Shinji Mikami made, who's doing Ghostwire or producing Ghostwire now.
Yeah.
I think he wrote RE4.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
the
flags have been raised.
Oh, really?
The writing's real bad. I don't like it.
Yeah, so that discussion on Discord, because a lot of people are like, Joe, why are you so about Ghostwire?
About Ghostwire, yeah.
Doesn't look great to me.
First person is a little weird.
And, yeah, the creator, RE4, who is the... He pretty much, from what I understand it...
He wrote RE4. I don't know if he directed it.
Okay. From what I understand, he mentors people now more than actually makes games. Mm-hmm. So, like, he's not in the director's seat for... I think maybe he was in the director's seat for Evil Within.
Yes, he did that. Evil Within 1 and 2.
Yeah. So, yeah. But even 2, I believe, was... I think he may be in the credits, but it's also someone else.
That could be it.
Yeah.
I'll do a quick little fact check.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, that's from what I've heard, from what I'm aware of. And that's why I'm like, well, okay.
Oh, yeah. Say a lot of things. He was a producer and supervisor for 2.
Hmm.
He directed the first one. Oh, he also directed RE4. My mistake.
Okay. So, Kyle, what is the next game on the docket for you, now that you got the Road to Greatness game out of the way?
It's interesting. I don't know. I'm counting down the days for MLB The Show. I have never been more hyped for a baseball game in quite some time. And every little... YouTube video with those silly puppets brings the hype up even more. Like, creating my own stadium? Hell yes. Am I 100% going to create a stadium and create you and all my friends on a team and win the World Series? Yeah, damn straight I am. I love the show so much. They're doing a grand, like, feature reveal of hitting and pitching on... Actually, tomorrow. Ooh. March 11th. So I'm excited to see the little tweaks and stuff to it.
Kyle, do you know that I played baseball as a child?
You did? I did too.
I was very good, actually.
What position did you play?
I was catcher. Because of Mike Piazza.
Hell yes. That's what I like to hear.
And, but like, so here's the thing. I was catcher, but, I always wanted to be, okay, all right, internet, before...
Oh, come on.
Listen, I'm also a child, and I get it. I was always a catcher, but...
It's not that funny.
It's funny to me, damn it. I always wanted to be the pitcher. And because, here's the thing, as a kid, I was getting tired of going up and down, like, with my knees and throwing the ball back. And, like, I wouldn't, my throw, I wouldn't reach the pitcher. And I was really good at pitching. Again, but they always wanted me to be the catcher. Damn it, my 9-year-old brain. So, like, I always wanted to be the pitcher. Like, I would train at my house. Like, I was really good. I could throw, like, a natural curveball, Kyle. And they still... And you want to know why?
Why?
Coach's son. He's the pitcher.
Oh, Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah, I get you. I started out, I wanted to be a third baseman. That was always the position that I wanted to play. And I did play for a little bit. I also did want to pitch. And I did pitch. But because of my size, they were like, you know what? You're catching now. And let me tell you, if you have not played baseball in the heat of the summer with extra equipment, heavy, hot, doesn't breathe well, you're dying within 10 minutes of playing. And like Joe said, it was constantly up and down.
How long did you last in the low leagues?
Oh, there's my brain going.
Okay, I get it.
I played up until...
Because I think I had like 2-3 years.
Oh, I played a long time. Okay. Up until I was too old for Little League, and we have a thing called like PAL, which is like the Police Athletic League, I think they do. And where it was more like you get drafted to teams and you face older kids and whatnot. And I got drafted. My friend told me he was going to tell his dad to draft me to his team because coach's son situation. Right. He drafted every single one of my friends except for me. And I got put on this team where my coach bullied me and made me leave a game that I loved playing. I have not played baseball since that day. He would make fun of my athleticism and my speed, which I don't have a whole lot of. He had me pinch run and told me to steal second. Why would you do that? There's clearly faster people than me. He would put me in the outfield, like center field. Like, that's not where I play. Is it because he's like,
oh, I want to see the fat kid run?
Is that 100% it is, because when I came back to the bench, he would be laughing. He would, like, outly make fun of me and made me quit the baseball.
Guy, knock him out.
I think he's passed. So you can't, unless you dig him up and punch him. Whatever. It's okay. I'm not against it. But Little League...
yeah, I'm like, all right, well...
Little League, I loved playing baseball in Little League. Like, I had a couple All-Stars games that I was selected to. I have the first ever recorded throwing out a stealer. A stolen base attempt in Little League for our league. Because the kid looked at me on first base and he goes, I'm stealing. And I said, and I looked at him as the catcher. I was like, go ahead, try it. And he went and I threw the fastest, straightest ball at my friend at second base, my best friend James. And just tagged him before we even got to the base. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. Try it again. I dare you. To try
when,
it again.
When you pitched, did you slap the kid?
When I pitched, I didn't hit a whole lot. My first game of pitch, this is becoming like one of my least favorite things on the internet are old people talking about how great they were at younger sports, but I'm gonna take the second because I genuinely think this is one of the best things I've ever accomplished.
And then I'll do the exact opposite.
My first game I pitched, I had a perfect game through three innings.
Oh, shit.
Nine batters up, nine strikeouts. Perfect. I was smooth sailing. Top of the fourth, the first batter up hits a pop fly into center field. And it's like starting to drizzle. It's not too bad. Like, we can clearly keep playing. The center fielder couldn't find the ball because he wasn't that good. Be totally honest.
Well, he's a center fielder, of course.
He gets hit in the head by the ball. Oh boy. He falls to the ground. This kid gets an inside the park home run. Not a second after he touches home plate, the umpire calls the game, and I lost. The second he touched the plate, it wasn't even raining that hard. I was furious.
Kyle, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I want you to first off, was your father in the stands like cheering you on or like
he's my parents, even when I played basketball, which was another sport that I loved playing, my dad was the coach of basketball, my mom did the scorekeeping, and so I would hear her at the scorekeeping desk screaming at me like, pick it up, Kyle, get back on defense. She's one of the best supportive people when it comes to that. But yeah, they were very involved and very loud. Including my coaches, because they love me.
My father was never, I don't think he was ever at like many of my games because he was busy working. But I'll tell you a sports story that's not good. I tried to do soccer when I was really, really young. Now imagine you are an off the boat immigrant. You know what I mean? You're my father. Okay. Mm-hmm. He came to this country with $20 in his pocket and the love of his life. Miriam right there. He's traded everything for her. Right? Imagine you would go to the soccer game every weekend with the boys, and now that's just not a thing you do anymore. Your only thing you got is football. You got these two athletic boys. But one of them wants to do soccer. You might go, oh my God, this is a chance. This is a chance for this kid to be something. Mm-hmm. Be what I never could be. We would play soccer in the backyard. He's teaching me how to kick a ball. Must be the proudest moment of your life if you're a father, right? Mm-hmm. What if you watch your son take all that knowledge? the craft you've honed in for your life and toss it out the window.
Oh no,
Kyle, here I am. I'm playing soccer, right? Not doing anything well, and I get my first goal.
Nice.
But it was in my own team's goal.
Oh no.
And Kyle, I thought
that only happened in movies.
No, Kyle, it gets worse. I thought I did so good.
Don't tell me you started running around the field celebrating.
I did a little jump and I did a little dance. Like, I cheered.
How old were you?
I think around, like, 6 or 7.
Okay, that's a little bit more reasonable.
But no, I'll say 8, just to make it a little bit less reasonable.
Oh my god.
I thought I did so good. And here's the thing.
You didn't recognize your own teammate in the goal that you were shooting against?
I can't say I did. Yeah, here's the thing, Kyle. My best friend Amy, right? She did the same thing. Not kick the goal. Like, she took soccer. She goes, Joe, I think we met each other a way long time ago. I think you were actually on my soccer team.
Oh, jeez.
So, I didn't know anybody. Because I'm just a dumb kid. These kids aren't my, like, friends. Like, I don't have friends. I'm, like, in kindergarten. I don't know. I don't have, like, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know these kids. These are for the downtown kids, you know? So there you go.
That's incredible. I love that.
But here's the thing. I was really good at baseball. I hit a lot of home runs. I was fourth up all the time.
Nice.
Which is, like, that's where you want to be for
one. That is right? One thing I never done is hit a home run in a game.
Yeah, I would hit those.
I had plenty of doubles, hit the fence a lot. I could never get one over the fence.
Yeah. I could have went pro if it wasn't for my bad back and also equally bad attitude.
did you have, I mean, minus the coach, like, favoring the son, yeah. Were your coaches, like, good? Like, did they actively cheer on everyone? Oh, that's a bummer.
No, yeah, we have, God, okay, can I tell you this story only for patrons? I have an uncle, and I don't like him, and he's a piece of shit, okay? But he really likes baseball as well. Mm-hmm. He's really antisocial. Like, he's just, again, he's a miserable person. The coach hires him to be, like, the assistant coach. And one kid, again, my uncle does not know how to talk to people. And so I'm amazed how he got this position. Mm-hmm. But, like, so one kid, like, says something to my uncle. Man, I think he, like, calls him a fucker or something like this as he's about to go up to bat. My uncle walks up to the kid, touches him on the shoulder. He's like, you don't do that. And right then and there, he got expelled. They kicked him out forever. Equally so, because even as a kid, I'm like, yeah, Rich, you can't, sorry, can't say his real name. Yeah, Jonathan, you are kind of a dick.
That's wild.
And yeah, you shouldn't, yeah. And honestly, like, you'd think this kid would then grow up to be a bully down the road. No, we bonded over that. Because he goes, like, he literally, I remember one of the first things, he's like, you're the kid with the weird uncle. I'm like, yeah, I fucking hate that. He's like, oh, good. I'm like, yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that's what, like, this coach would, like, try to, he would try to, like, put his responsibilities on other people to flirt with the moms. Like, that's what he was doing. Okay. He only cared about his son, too. Like, he didn't really give a shit about, like, our wins and losses, as long as son looked good pitching or something.
I had a coach whose son was on the team but didn't, like, favor him at all. I feel like mm-hmm. he was even harder on him than anyone else.
Oof.
Yeah. Which I feel bad for him. But there was one game I was pitching and the ump, just for whatever reason, didn't want to call any strikes. Every ball I threw down the middle, nothing. Nothing was a strike. It was all ball. Coach was yelling at him. Eventually, they threw him out of the game. Because, like, all the parents were screaming at this ump. Like, what are you doing? He's throwing it perfectly. And it was under the lights. It was a night game, which I loved. And It felt big time. Yeah, and it was against one of the better teams. And yeah, he just wouldn't call a strike. And so coach came in, took me out of the game, and as he's walking back to the dugout, just starts letting into the umpire and cursing at him and whatever. He gets tossed. And so he goes to the parking lot, and behind the baseball field where the lights are, where all the big games are played, there's a little road that leads down to like the soccer fields and some of the t-ball fields down at the end of the park. He takes his car, he drives it, and he parks outside of the outfield fence, stands on the roof of his car, and is still screaming at the ump the entire game. I love that coach. That's the most New York
fucking shit I've ever heard in my life.
I love that coach. Sadly, yeah. I think he moved after that season, so we had to get a new coach, but
I thought you were like, God. He passed away like the other.
No. For the most part, I loved my Little League coaches. And okay. Of course, my dad was my basketball coach, and I loved him as my coach, even though he did have other parents complain that their sons weren't playing. So I got to sit, even though I was better than them, but it's fine. It's whatever. I razz my dad all the time. It's like, hey, Dad, remember when you started me and then took me out after 1 minute? Remember that? I'm a starter. Why'd you take me out a minute into the game? What are you doing?
Yeah, I was always a starter. That's what I know. I never like sat on the bench. I was always you. So at least that was good, right? That's good.
Yeah. I miss playing sports. I wish I wasn't so fat.
Yeah. When you said you played basketball as well, like, I'm only thinking, I'm thinking of, like, if I was playing basketball, and then the coach goes up to, like, the assistant coach, like, goes up to the coach, you're like, we can't kill that there, bring in the tank. Now I'm over here just tackling bulls. You can't do that in basketball, right?
You can't. My role in basketball was to play defense, which I was very good at. I couldn't really jump, so I couldn't really rebound. I did have a nice shot, but I was known for taking charges. Do you know what a charge is in basketball?
Like if someone tries to like run into you?
Well, if someone tries to run into you, you plant your feet and you stand. If they knock you over, it's a foul on them.
Oh, okay.
So I was very good at that. So I was constantly being run over and slid across the floor into the stage because it was always in a school cafeteria is where we played.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I was known for, is the kid who can take charges and play defense.
Kyle, I was still thinking about me just charging at kids.
You're Daffy Duck at the end of Space Jam, just putting on the football helmet and just taking out the Monstar Squad.
They were like, Moran's at it again. He's in the wrong sport. Does he know he's in the wrong sport?
We should give him extra fouls because he's going to run out of them real quick.
How much cooler would basketball be if you could tackle him too? You know?
Oh, I would hate it.
LeBron, bam, tackled.
God, there would all break. There would be no stars. It's hard wood, Joe. It's not grass. Well,
here's the problem with this generation. You're getting too soft. No. You're getting too soft, okay? Everything has to be comfortable. Sometimes you gotta break a leg, literally.
Do you know a sport that I wish was still around?
What?
Do you remember Slam Ball? It was on TNN or Spike TV after wrestling.
I think so.
It was a full basketball court, but they had like four trampolines by the basket, and you could like jump really high and do these crazy dunks or whatever. I wish that was still a thing.
Here's the thing. Okay, here's the point. All right, let's get PC culture out of here, Kyle. Uh-oh. This is when I knew cancel culture was beginning, when they took away dodgeball. All right?
Still lives with me at summer camp. I play all the time.
Here's the thing. These kids got soft in the beginning. Oh, okay, they hit me in the face. Oh, I'm a dumb nerd with glasses. I got these prescriptions. Hit them in the face with the ball. Who cares?
Yeah, kids these days do not understand the struggle.
Exactly. Like,
gym coach did not... Your gym class coach just didn't care that day. It's like, all right, we're playing dodgeball, but you know what? Here's a tennis ball. We're going to play with tennis balls today. Have fun. And then it was always like, oh, who's here on the football team? All right, you're on that side. Or baseball team, you're on that side. Okay, who looks like they're a nerd or unathletic and can't catch anything? Oh, you're going to be on the opposing team. Mm-hmm. Always. And then coach would be like, oh, when you're out, you have to do 10 push-ups to come back in the game. Fuck that, coach. If I'm out, I'm out. I'm not doing push-ups.
Yeah. Also, again, this was, I knew cancel culture was, and as a 7-year-old kid, I was like, this cancel culture is out of control. What sport they're going to cancel next? Speedball? What are these jabronis thinking over here?
I can see that, like, in a movie, you sitting in the bleachers saying that exact line to your classmates. Look at this cancel culture. Come on. Look at this.
Jesus. did you used to play speedball? I think that's what it's called. Where, like,
yes.
Like, once you get that, like, everybody's running around until someone has the ball, and then you stop.
Oh, no. Did I talk with you about this, or maybe somebody else? But my version of speedball was a combination of soccer, football, and... I think we did talk about this. Yeah, but continue. I guess water polo or something? Okay. Where, like, you would... You can run with the ball... And it's like two-hand touch outside of the box. Once you get into the box, it's full-on tackle. Mm. If you try to pass it to somebody and they drop it, you're allowed to pick it up after one bounce. But after one bounce, you have to kick it like soccer. And it's just like you have to throw it in the goal or kick it in the goal. Just like that's how you score points.
So here's another thing. When I knew cancel culture was on the rise and it was kicking. When they took away snowball fight, let me tell you what snowball fight. So I think maybe this is only in my town. I don't know why they took it away from us. I think like too many kids were like skidding marking on the nice wood floors with their shoes and leaving marks.
Okay, and, I was thinking of different skid marks.
Right. That's why, as I said it, but everybody would have like these soft. Like balls, like
gator, you know, like balls.
Kind of, what's that?
Like gator, like dodgeballs?
Kinda. Like I wouldn't even say Nerf. It's like fuzzy, like it's okay. Like balls of yarn almost.
Sure.
And like I'm talking like each side got a sack of like I would like to say a heart of hearts 100 of these yarn balls, but probably like 25 each. And you get you separate this team of like 50 kids. From each side, and then you would put up like barriers, like protective barriers. And it was literally like, if you ever want to see the kid version of D-Day, that's what this shit, it felt like war, dude. Here I am in a bunker with these kids with a ball of yarn, and it worked just like dodgeball, but like, since there's so many, it's just like these little yarn pieces flying all over the place. And so like, you're with your buddy in your foxhole, and then all of a sudden they just get, they're like, is it coast clear? Boom, right in the head. You just headshot. Like, it was, the kids walked out of there with PTSD.
What was the name of this game?
Snowball Fight. And there was one kid, his name was...
Man, is this where snowflakes came from?
Yeah, oh, kind of. No. This kid was a warrior. This kid, I will say his name, Matt Miller, because he probably grew up to be, like, an all-star. This guy would, like, first off, in sixth grade... Matt Miller was like 6 feet tall. Let's start there. But this kid would be like catching him. Like if you caught the ball, by the way, you're out. But if you like get, okay. Sorry.
The person that threw it is out.
Yeah. So like you just like catch him. Like, oh, like he was like the shield, like the Wakandan shield. You know what I mean? Like nothing was breaking through that barrier. Uh-huh. And, like, just, like, taking these kids out. And I think that maybe that's why they took out the game. Because, like, if Matt Miller's on your team, this guy's a fucking machine. He's laying people up. This one time, this is why there was a big talk of getting dodgeball out of kids. Like, whatever. He got the ball, rubber ball. This kid, God bless this kid, Matt. Not 3 feet in front of him, tops. Matt grabs the ball. And just slams it on this kid, Matt's face, and fucks him up. Oof. And that's when we suffered. I've never seen a headshot like that. So, like, this kid, like, he was down for a minute, you know?
Yeah.
And Snowflakes took that game away from us.
Yeah, there's only one thing
that's... Make concussions great again, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, that makes my head hurt. Because what I was going to say, sure. There was only one thing that was taken away from us in high school, and it is in a result of something that happened to me. There used to be just, like, open gym time some days in gym class where you just play basketball or whatever. Yep. And
well, the teachers didn't feel like working that day?
Absolutely. And there was a kid that would bully me hardcore, and it's... You know, the typical bully things back in our day. Right. You know, a lot of hard F words. Yeah. A lot of calling me gay as an insult, making fun of my weight and whatever. Yeah. And he was like a lineman on the football team. You know, real star potential kind of dude. Yeah. At one point, we were playing a game against each other, my friends versus him and more of my friends. And he just kept bumping into me and being a little bit too physical and pushing me around. And I just had enough. So there was this one moment where I snapped, and I keep my cool. I like to think I keep my cool pretty well. I just, he said something or he pushed me, and enough was enough. And I ran at him. And the way our gym was, we had like mini courts and then the back doors that led into like the wrestling mat room. I sprinted at him and I shoulder tackled him.
Nice.
Through the back doors of the gym into the wrestling room. I didn't tackle him to the ground. That's how hard I hit him. He went flying like 8 feet through the door and into the wrestling room. And everyone's like, oh shit, Kyle snapped. This is a Kyle we've never seen before. And a lot of my friends are like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just tired of this fucking bullshit. The next thing I know, I wake up on the floor of the gym. He came running back in, tackled me to the ground, and my head bounced off the hardwood floor like a basketball. I was concussed. I had no idea how long I'd been there. My friends thought I was dead, and coach didn't do anything until a couple days later when I found out I did have a concussion that they banned like open gym time for the rest of that year.
Fuck Jeff.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
I'm just all douchebags are named Jeff now.
It was pretty close.
Oh, really?
I'll say his name because I won't say his last name, his first name. It was Alex. Alex is also another. Sorry to the good Alexes out there, but this one tainted him for me. Van Aken's fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah. Concussions are no fun.
Yeah. Some shit I'll teach my kid. It's like always, you know, be respectful, whatever. Anybody crosses you, though, slap you in the mouth.
Absolutely.
Don't take no shit. But that's what my dad told me. He's like, always be nice. Always talk to the teacher. If the teacher doesn't resolve your problem, try again. If they still doesn't, you beat the shit out of that kid. That's what my dad taught me. And honestly, that's why I never got bullied as a kid.
Yeah.
Because I would call kids dumb, stupid, and ugly. You know what I mean? Like, I talk shit back to them. I wouldn't get bullied. Like, someone talks shit to me, I'd be like, well, you're dumb, fat, and ugly. You know what? And, like, what are you going to do after that? If you're dumb, fat, and ugly. Huh? I'm like, I'm fat, but I'm not ugly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's
slap of the mouth.
Something I just remembered about this, Alex.
Yeah.
A couple years after that.
Childhood trauma. This is what this
show right? is. Yeah, right? A couple years after that, I was a groundskeeper. That was my first job. I made the baseball fields. I lined them.
That's fucking cool.
I did the tractor and raked the fields of the dirt and made everything look nice and pretty. I did that for like 9 years. I started working on my 13th birthday.
Wow.
A couple years after that incident with Alex, who shows up on the job? He does. And he becomes my other groundskeeper, who ironically used to come to that park and would flip the bleachers because he knew I was working and I would have to fix all that shit by myself.
What are you living in this American Pie like universe where like the jocks are just super douches?
Listen, man, the universe likes to shit on Stevensons. Let me tell you, it always happens. But he would show up, and that whole summer was so awkward because I was technically his boss, but I was still very timid. After that experience.
Did you guys ever become friends, though?
No. I hated his guts.
Oh, okay.
No, never. I will never. Reunions, if I ever go, I will never, ever talk to him again. He's done. He's dead to me.
Ooh, shit. Okay. See, was there a bully that was mean to me, but we became friends? Like a few over my childhood teeth. There was one kid that was like my rival, my bully. I think I said this. But like he became like a coke addict.
Ooh.
So I'm like, well, I think I won. You know?
I feel like if you were ever bullied, and this is something that I wish I had, you're more quick-witted with the comebacks and stuff. For me, it takes a while. So I could never get the upper hand in a situation like that.
Because I always knew they were going to go after my weight. So I would just say that they have a fucked up nose or ears. Mm. Like something that I know, like most kids are insecure about themselves. So they'd be like, yeah, whatever. At least I don't smell you, dumb piece of shit. They'd be like, whoa, what's that? You know? Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And then like you turn it on them because they're like, you're fat. I'm like, yeah, I know I'm fat. I like to eat. You don't like to shower. And, like, you know, like that type of stuff. Yeah.
Taking down notes in my 30s on how to deal with people. The next doxer that calls me fat, I'll remember that. Well, you smell. Yeah. How's that feel? That's
right. Have you ever been doxed, Kyle?
That wouldn't mean doxed.
Doxed.
No.
Oh, okay.
Right. I meant doctor, like medical
doctor. Oh, doctor. Okay. I thought, I thought you said doxed.
No.
Oh,
no. No. Thank God I have it. Knock on wood. Hackers?
What type of loser you got to be to
I told you, was it last week's post show I told you about my internet story? I feel like I told you about my, yes, I had to have. Where I deleted the whole internet. Because that's the only hacker adjacent thing that I've ever talked about.
Yes, what a good.
Patrons, if you haven't listened to last week's post show, enjoy that story of mine.
Yeah, oh my God.
That will only be told out in public for everyone to listen if I'm not in the education world anymore.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Kyle, listen, that's been the Trophy Room post show where we relive childhood trauma, childhood sports, what we've been playing, and why our teammates suck, and we're just carrying them all. Fantastic. Everybody, love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Have a nice one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.